This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network, replying to Skeptic Overlord on the topic, Skeptic Overview number 20, Serpo Madness. Oh, man. What a hoot this whole Serpo business is. I love it. Poor Skeptic, you're totally getting taken in, man. It's like, Serpo this, Serpo that. Whoa. It's like kind of like on The Simpsons, you know. It's a Gabbo show. Serpo. So I guess what will happen next is we'll get this little, like, Serpo puppet show, you know, with some ventriloquist holding a little Serpo doll. Yeah, I could go for that. There'd be some irony there. Wow. This whole Serpo thing. What a hoot. You know, whatever the story is with the Serpo, and I'm not thinking that it's a true story, the Serpo story, but hey, I'm a skeptic, and that means I could be wrong, and therefore there really could be Serpians, and we really did have this exchange program that took place back in the 60s, and maybe all these lapses in logic that are reflected in the narrative are a consequence of all the mind-altering drugs that people used to take back in the 60s. Who knows? Hey, you know, got to keep an open mind here. But, yeah, sorry, I got a cold here still. So even with the cold, I'm still podcasting. Oh, what a trooper. Yeah. I don't know. What I have read of this whole Serpo thing, I'm just like, oh, please give me a break. Where do you even begin, you know? But hey, I am very, very proud of my fellow ATSers that have dug into Serpo and that are really picking through it. Because you know what? I don't want to. And I'm glad that they're willing to, you know, because sooner or later, somebody is going to come along in maybe a very similar way, and they're going to present information that's going to be true. And when that happens, I hope they have the presence of mind to present it here on ATS. Because you know what? If it makes it through us, it's true. You know, if you present something like this on ATS, and it holds water. It's true. There's no doubt in my mind about that. You know, if after the ATS community has had a shot at anything that like this that comes across the pike, and if it stands up to the kind of scrutiny we give it, then guess what? As far as I'm concerned, that's about as good as it gets right there. But, you know, and I weighed in on the thread, and, you know, I feel kind of silly asking some of these questions because I just know, oh, come on, you know, come on. But what I find interesting is what I call the meta-commentary portion of all this, looking at how Serpo is playing out on AboveTopSecret.com, looking at how the ATS community is reacting to this kind of stuff. And I find that even more interesting than the original story, which, you know, as one person mentioned, Isaac, you know, I think it was Nergy, Isaac Asimov could do a better job in 5 minutes. Look at how we're responding and look at how this is playing out. And this is what I love about AboveTopSecret.com, because on this site, no, we are not expected to suspend disbelief. We are not expected to just drink the Kool-Aid whenever anyone comes along and posts this kind of stuff. You know, and I respect what Bill Ryan is doing from the standpoint of presenting this information. I still am very skeptical, though. I'm just wondering just how much, you know, how much he really knows about what's going on with this. And I think that's a reasonable question to ask. But you know what? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, whatever the story is with this, I think that it is imperative for AboveTopSecret.com to allow this story to run its course so that no one can say that ATS swatted it down, that ATS is some disinformation outfit. No, I want to hear it. I want to see it. I say, Serpo, 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 let's go with the Serpo. Hey, come on, more Serpo. You know, let's just beat this into the ground. Let's just analyze every single aspect of this and let whoever wants to sort through all this, let people decide for themselves what they want to believe. If you're listening to this and you believe this Project Serpo thing is true, okay, I don't want you to get the wrong idea that I think you're dumb or stupid just because I find it hard to believe that it is. Because you know what? I can be wrong, and maybe I'm wrong about this. And if I am, great. Great. I got a big ego, but my big ego is not so big that I can't appreciate, you know, when I'm wrong and maybe learn from that. Anyway, you know, love it or hate it, the Serpo phenomenon, it's just a hoot. I love this. And I'm just kind of going through the bullet points here. My rights versus your rights. You know, Skeptic mentioned that pod thread. Wow. What a pod thread. I still have not finished downloading that. I don't have a very fast connection. A lot of folks that are posting here are using 128 kilobits. So we got these multi-megabit files that are on there, and it's taken me forever. But I do want to get around, and who knows, maybe I'll even get a chance once I've gone through the pod thread, which looks like hours of listening, and maybe weigh in on myself. But if not, you know, I'm sure that a lot's been covered there, even if I can't listen to all of it yet. What I really find interesting about this particular skeptic overview is the mention of polarizing the conspiracy community, because I think it's deliberate. I can't be certain, but I think we're being played by the powers that be. The purpose of this kind of polarization and getting us to argue amongst ourselves and take up these us-them positions is to neutralize us as a political threat, a threat to the status quo. At least that's my take on all this. I could be wrong. But I also think it's like the Dutch boy in the dike. Unless they take down the internet, they will fail. And, you know, that's the only way I can see this, is if they somehow or another can actually disconnect us. Because with the power of the internet at our fingertips, that every member that's listening to this, everyone that's got access to this information, you have access to all this other information on the internet. And it is unprecedented in human history, at least in known human history. So, you know, I think that what's going on now is that the nature of information control, the nature of information warfare, the nature of mass mind control is changing because the medium for communication is changing. We've gone, you know, from word of mouth to broadcast media, things like, you know, paper, newspapers, and then we have radio and television and movies. And now we have the internet. And for the first time in human history, again, that we know of, anyone that has access to the internet can communicate with anyone else. It's not just broadcast. It's not just one way. We can talk back now. And this is revolutionizing everything in the world. The history of the world is changing because of the internet. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most significant invention in human history. And we're all part of it. Rock on. This whole thing with new members coming in and, yeah, you know, posting about the anti-ATS insurgency. As Jerry Seinfeld might say, what's the deal with that? They come on the board, they act like a bunch of jerks, and then they go somewhere else and say we're the jerks. I don't get it. But hey, you know, whatever trips or trigger floats their boat. You know, if anyone's really that interested in ATS to give us that much grief, well, I guess we must be doing something right, huh? I'll worry about it later. Or as I like to say, I'll cry tomorrow. You know, this and you know, the whole 9/11 discussion. Yeah, I can understand the concern that skeptical have on that. You know, if serious discussion about 9/11, if real questions about 9/11, and there are just so many of them, if they can be polarized, if this discussion can be polarized, and the free expression of ideas shouted down, then the 9/11 cover-up can continue. And yeah, I think there's a cover-up. In fact, I'm pretty damn sure there's a cover-up about 9/11. I can't say what, you know, for sure what all the details are, but I'm pretty damn sure that we're not getting all of them. That's for sure. Maybe for good reasons, but I don't think so. And why this whole movement business? You know, why the No 757 crusade or No 757 jihad? You know, I think there are groups dedicated to disrupting coherent and critical discussion of 9/11. Who? I don't know. Why? For the same reason as always, to hide the truth. The one thing all these groups have in common is an intolerance for differing ideas. I call this whole bailiwick information warfare because it is warfare, and information is the weapon being used. And guess what? We're all on that battlefield, every single one of us, every single moment of our lives. The rock upon which the ATS house is built, the one thing which will always strengthen us and will never betray us, is our tolerance for differing ideas. As a member of ATS, whatever your opinion may be on any topic, I urge you to remember this and post accordingly. Be well, friends.